Oh boy, and you picked a perfect poll to look at here, because boy, did this confuse the shit out of everybody. It had nothing to do with you, with Big Pulse, and everything to do with the way the questions were worded.
Well, in terms of translation.
Well, no, it's just because, you know, should the regional advice be rejected, yes or no?
Right.
And, you know, so the advice would be to accept. So non-English speakers were going, okay, am I voting, if I vote yes and the regional advice is to reject, does that mean I'm rejecting the rejection?
Right, got you.
And so off we all went down a rat hole. Does rejecting a rejection mean that you're rejecting the application? Well, no, not if the regional advice was to reject. If you're rejecting the rejection there, and then you're approving the application. Oh, everyone was completely lost.
Oh.
It's like the old, you know, it's the enemy of my enemy, my friend kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Except more confusing.
Would it have been different if it should it be accepted? Would that have been an easier
way? Well, no, we have to rephrase it. The irony, of course, is that the community itself came up with this formula of words at great length. So they weren't, you know, mad at anyone but perhaps themselves for coming up with something that actually is incomprehensible.
Right. Very vague. So I think what we'd do is I can just sort of, and I guess it's good for a refresher, just set up and create a dummy page for the election and add in the candidate that Frederick sent and a bit of bio information. At least there's something then in the system, and then go through the poll configuration.
Oh, yeah. So, Frederick, you gave him your NARALO thing?
Yes.
Oh, great.
I haven't got any. So you have to sort of help me on sort of naming the sort of clusters and anything like that, because I haven't got any. I didn't get any names for the positions or anything, but we can do that as we go through. So is everyone? Shall I make a start?
I'm there.
Yeah.
Can everyone see the screen?
Matthias, you good?
Okay. Let me just copy this text for Darlene Thompson, just so I can get the name. So what I'll do, I'm going to go straight in to creating a new poll. I'm going to create a new poll group. So you may have all the ballots under this one group, or I think you're saying there's two separate elections, so they'll be separated. Is there a sort of specific name to this, or should I just make sure it's something you know what it is so we can find it?
What do you reckon, Frederick? What is it, the NARALO? What is it they're electing here? Is it the regional leaders or something?
Regional leaders, yeah. We can call it
2008.
Yeah. 2008. Maybe we should put 2008, 2009.
Sure.
I mean, this can all be edited, so it's just really, you know, making sure it's something you can see. Is that okay?
Lovely, I think.
We'll start on that.
Not really, because it's NARALO.
How's that spelled? Sorry.
NARALO.
NARALO. There we go.
Well, whatever. You have to rename it at some point, but that's all right.
Okay. Just going to select the award election template.
NARALO.
What was the rest of it? So my brain is still waking.
Oh, regional leaders 2008, 2009. or 08 or 09, something like that.
There we go. So that's the cluster, which is the grouping where the poles will be. And once you load people into the users into that cluster, then it makes them eligible to vote. So what's the actual position title?
So it's secretary.
Sorry, say that again.
Secretary.
Treasury. Okay.
Secretary, not treasury.
Secretariat, actually.
Is that correct? Yeah.
Yep.
And the candidate I've got for entering is Darlene Thompson. I'll set it for alphabetical. Is this going to be a single vote? Or is it just vote for one candidate?
Yes. No, there are actually two seats available.
Seats available. So what I'll do is I'll put vote for a maximum of two. And what that does is it allows people, if you say you have to vote for two, then people generally don't feel that's very democratic.
So yeah.
They can vote for up to two. Because if, for example, they're using a paper ballot, they could just vote for one if they wanted or none and put it in. So if I submit that poll...
So, Dominique, these two seats available are the following. First, secretariat, which is Darlene Thompson actually running for her own seat.
Okay.
And the second one is chair.
Chair.
And do you want the candidate's name, or we will put it ourselves?
Up to you. If you want to sort of bring one in, it's very easy to just upload it into the chair poll.
Okay. Let me just send it to you by Skype, okay?
Okay. Let me see if I haven't got my Skype open at the moment. Would you be able to spell it out for me?
Are you on your Skype?
I've got it closed at the moment.
Okay. So first name is Evan, E-V-A-N.
Yep.
Last name, Leibovich, L-E-I-B-O-V. ITCH.
Okay.
And he's running for the position of chair.
Okay.
And he's the only one. And they have, let's say, until tonight, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, in order to call for other candidates or nominate. But so far, there are only the two, and it seems that to be only those two.
Okay, no problem. Well, if anyone else comes in, you can literally just, as I showed you, just add a new placard in and add another name in.
Sure.
I submit that poll, and then no more polls, continue to next step. I'm going to add you all in. So I don't have to do it at a later stage. So that means you're now going to be in this cluster eligible to vote. So you can see an overview now. You've got the two positions there, the secretariat and the chair. And if I just click on that, they're both in a collapsed poll, which will show the two polls on the same screen. This is an option in certain situations. You might want to have a single position on each page and they vote for it and go to the next one. So I'll show you that in a bit as we go through configuration, that you can actually change the layout. Sometimes if you have a lot of candidates on a page and several positions, to have it in collapse mode can be one very long page. Sometimes it's better to break it up into single polls. So that's the basic part of it. Just to sort of give you a quick overview of what's here, showing number of placards, i.e. the candidates. We've got one in each. Remember, we set the vote for one of them for up to two people, and the other vote was for one person. It's a restricted access poll. The voting A1 is anonymous, so you can see at the end of it, a list of who voted but not how they voted. C2 means they can't see any results on the screen, so everything's suppressed in the results. It has V1, set to V1, which is first past the post, so the winner with the most ticks in the box, most X's. And then going down to here, we actually have the ability to set the number of times you can change a vote. So in certain polls, people might go in and vote every day, and when you have changed votes that you can set it to a number of times, it will actually just record the last vote that the person put in. Now, if you get some people that come back to you and say, we got our vote receipt and it wasn't the correct vote, or we voted for the wrong person, is there anything we can do? And you could actually set the change vote open for a time and say to them, look, you can go in and set the vote to what you wanted, and just then close that off, and literally it will just record the last vote that they had submitted. And it has an after vote comment box set, so once people submit their votes, on the after vote page they'll see, it'll just say thank you for voting, and there'll be a box where they could submit a comment. And I think I mentioned this is useful to have because it's nice to see feedback on the process, plus you can monitor it and see if anyone spotted anything that you might need to take a look at. Now what I'll do, and again, I mentioned before, there's various web addresses that can be put into an email, or you could, for example, post a sign-in page on your site for people to go to. And this can actually have text in showing people where they need to go. And all of this now I'll be able to show you as we have a look at configuration. So what I'll do, well, actually, what I might do first before going into configuration is actually upload the information you sent for each of the candidates. So I'm going to go into placard moderation. And then I'll select. Okay, so you can see the two candidates in here. So we have some information for Darlene. I actually uploaded an image earlier. So I'm going to add image that you sent. So there's her image in an image library here. I refresh the screen. That now indicates that there's an image. So if I do a refresh here, now has the image in there. If I now go in and upload the bio information that you sent, so you can actually put in a heading, there's a preview tab, and any text you put in, you can actually add HTML code, so you can have italics or bold or comments or anything you want, change the colors. I'll just copy this. Immediately, once it's got some bio information, there's a little button appears that says click for bio. That can be amended as well. You could change the color, and what I do, I go in, I generally make that uppercase so it's a bit clearer. So that's literally all you need to do just to add an image and biography information. We selected an image from the library, but if you didn't have an image already in there, you just go into image and upload one from there. So you have the option to either upload the images before you start or do them one at a time as you go into each candidate. I go back, we can start looking at some of the configuration options. As you'll see, there's quite a few options here. Starting at the very beginning, you can go in and edit the poll title, and you can also add a subtitle in there, which can be HTML. So you may want to put some additional instructions. You can actually insert a link as well, maybe some more information, whatever you really want to put in there. Sometimes people just say, please just vote for one position. It depends if you need to put any information in. You have the ability to have polls online and offline, so quite often you want to keep all the polls you made before. You might use them as a template later on, but if you end up having a lot of clusters and menus, you sometimes might want to send everything offline that you're not using. You can actually set the system to capture a certain amount of information. Generally with an election, you've uploaded everything you need. So you might upload the email, first name, last name. And it's a cleaner process if you don't then have a form they need to fill in. Generally, you should have the information, but this is useful sometimes if people are doing surveys, things like that. They can actually set it, get some additional information. But the default setting here is actually to require an email. If you've added the emails, it's already in there. So as it's set at the moment with the standard election template, it will just take them straight through. It's not asking for any additional information. And just to point out here, you can actually set filters in BigPoll. So you can either set a filter to ask people information from a drop-down list as they enter the poll, or if you know the information about people already, you have it in a spreadsheet, you can create filters and upload that information. So later on you can view results by different filters, so you know, people by different regions, by maybe different job title. So the ability to do all that in the system. So you'd actually use the filters and set them from here as part of the registration page. This page is not really relevant to what you're doing, but obviously it's good to go through and show you what else is there. The next option, voter access controls. So this is the where you set the authentication side. The default again is set to high security for an election poll. We have a lower security option where people can sign in, submit an email, get an email receipt back which they click on to validate them. But obviously you have information about people, you want to add the users in before they start the election. There's actually the ability to set, and this is more relevant to people that are just trying to sign in at a page and create a link. But the most important setting here is actually having it set to high security. The next section, transparency of votes, shows you the different options you have in terms of what options are visible. You can have the ability for any poll to be in the public domain. That doesn't mean that people will be able to access it or vote in it, but they could see it, or you can actually have it hidden just to poll members only. So unless you're in that cluster, you won't actually be able to see it at all. We have these different settings for visibility of results. If we are having a live poll or an opinion market or maybe a survey whereby you wanted to actually see a consistent ranking of the positions of I don't know, if subjects people have been voting on, you can actually have it set to T1. The standard setting for elections is T2. You obviously don't want anyone to be able to see the results apart from the administrator. Now, there is another option, T3, which uses something called placard rotation. So if you had an election with 20 candidates, for example, maybe even 15, then every time someone logs in, it will rotate a candidate one position for each new person that logs in. So you wouldn't have one person constantly at the top. Obviously, the alternative is listing them alphabetically, but it just shows that there are a couple of options there, depending on your setup. And T4, T5, and T6, these are more geared towards surveys or opinion markets where everything is visible to the people using it. We look next at voter anonymity. This is really worth just having a read through when you get a chance, just so you're very clear on the options that are here. Again, A2 and A3 are not relevant in this case, but if at some stage you wanted to do some kind of survey, which was you needed to know who was submitting various answers, then you could use that. But at the moment it's set to anonymous voting. As I mentioned, once the polls close, you can then download a list of people who voted, but only after they've closed. If at any stage you do need to see for some reason who voted or who's voted so far, we can override that as BigPulse administrators. We do have access. So on request, we could get you a list of people, but we don't make it available to everyone because technically, from a security point of view, someone could see who's just voted and then have a look at the votes and maybe, you know, figure out who it might have been and how they voted. Well, there's another setting here, anonymous voting absolute, which takes out any link in the database itself between who voted and how they voted. There's certain things that can't be done here, like it restricts what you can do, but you may feel this is more relevant to you. But I'd say most people use option A1, anonymous voting.
We frequently, that's what we generally use.
Yeah. Okay. And if you notice these, you can actually, in BigPulse, you can actually make changes to a single poll, you can make changes to a poll group, or you can select a number of poll groups or poll clusters. So if you're doing anything in configuration, you can lock certain polls, which may be slightly different in their setup to the next poll. So you have that ability to make sure that if you make a change overall, that it's not going to change things that were very specific to an individual poll. And as you'll see in the next one, there's another way that works with these boxes to the side. If you tick one of these boxes, this will make sure that if there is a change overall to a number of polls in a group or a cluster, that change won't be made to this individual poll. And this, as you can see, is still, we're just working on a single poll at a time. This page is where you actually control placards or the candidate information. So for an election, candidate is used, but this could actually be changed. So if you wanted to put, if you had write-ins, for example, which we'll go into next, it would have submit new candidate. But if you change that, if you're doing nominations, you could put nominee in there and it say submit new nominee. So it changes the language according to what you put in there. If you have a situation where you have a lot of candidates, you can set how many can be displayed on a single page. And you can actually have new entered into new placards, any new placards going in. Again, that's not generally relevant in an election. I mentioned before, this is where you see on the page, click for bio. So if you wanted to make that stand out a bit more, you could change that. It gives me the option to say, how do you want to change that, this poll only? I'll change it for the poll group, and that will mean that for any bios submitted to chair, they'll have the same. So if I go back in, refresh, I see it's uppercase. Do you know if you'll be having write-ins on the elections?
On elections, no. We on polls, we do.
Right, okay.
On surveys, we do.
On surveys, okay. So it's said at the moment to not allow write-in candidates. If you set it to allow a write-in candidate, just set it to here. And then once you accept a write-in, but basically what they'll allow you to do is write in a candidate yourself and vote for them. There's a few options there. You can either have it so it needs to be approved by a poll administrator. You can have a write-in candidate that everyone can see. With an election, that just that's not the general setup, or the standard default setting here is you'd write a candidate in, it would be published just to the person writing it in, and they can vote on it from there. Also, if someone was having put in a write-in candidate, they could upload an image at the time, or fetch an email address. Now, pretty much everything can be configured with the text. So you can replace default help text. So there's various places where you can submit your own text for additional information. Discussion forums aren't really relevant. They're more to do with the survey and opinion markets. And you have placard information. So here you can actually, when you click on the placard itself, we've got it set to show bio page. But there's also an area where you can put an about page, so there's different places you can put additional information. Or, alternatively, you can set the placard to not clickable. Now, if you have a lot of images on the page, you can choose where to display the text around each of the images, and you can also set a standard size for everything. And here we actually have where you can set, and I'll show you how to set the filters. You can actually set a category filter. Everything okay so far?
Yep. How about you,
Sue? Yeah.
Good for me to go through this. It's been a while since I've been through every single menu. So you can actually have an inline comment box after the poll itself. So you'd actually have a comment box hit down here. So again, probably more relevant to surveys, but if for any reason you wanted to get a feedback from people after each of the polls or the candidates they selected, you could do that. Or of course you can have the after vote comment box at the end of the poll. From here you can set the open and close date. And when you set these dates, you can actually, again, save it to a poll group or a cluster itself. Now, if you have the date set to an open date that's maybe in a week's time, then you can select vote open override. So what that allows you to do is do testing ahead of the polls opening. So you don't have to worry about having the poll itself open. So it's just an override for administrators. But just in case for any reason you're testing, someone knew how to get in or whatever, and it's open for testing, then it means they can't actually go in and do anything until the open date itself. And the date is actually will be displayed on here. So have you got a sort of, I guess I could put an estimate date in here. I'm not sure the phone settings you have for this as well. Frederick, do you have...
Yes, Dominique. Okay, actually what's happening is that they have until today for the nominee selection, okay? And what we plan to do is to have a period of, I think it's 7 days, but let me just check exactly. Just one second. Yes, so they have until tonight.
Okay.
In order to they said August 1st, but so it will be tonight before midnight. Yes.
Okay. Well, if I just leave this there, you can see when you have the open and close dates, you can just add them in.
Okay.
And it works on a 24-hour clock, so usually I put just as a close time, like 23:59.
Okay, very good.
So, if we keep going on the next one. This is the vote counting method. So, at the moment, you've got just first past the post set, but we do have a lot of options in terms of preferential voting, instant runoff. You can have rank voting where people can actually put in a ranking of their candidates, 1, 2, 3. I don't think it's as commonly used in the US, but I know it is various other places using proportional voting. And also you can use set weighted voting as well. Cumulative voting, where people have a weighting and they can divide that over equally over the candidates. You may not have any see this as being relevant at the moment, but just to let you know, it's here. And if you want to remember, we set the number of candidates you can vote for. This is where you go in to change it. Now, it doesn't set to zero, so what you can do is actually put an abstain in there as one of the options. So let's say people are voting for the two candidates here. Now, someone wants to vote for Evan, but they don't want to vote for Darlene. Now, the way the system works is they need to put something in for both of them. So you could actually just have an abstain placard so it records that within the system. I mentioned earlier that you can set a change vote, and this is where you can do that from. You can set the number of times someone can change their vote, and that will literally just record the last vote they put in, so it's not repeat voting. There is an ability to have repeat voting, so this again is really for an opinion poll or something like that, where someone might go in on a daily basis and put their opinion in. But specifically for the elections, you may at some stage need to set the change vote in there. We have a vote summary page, so let me just see if I vote for these two. It gives a confirmation page and an after vote page here. This only works in collapse mode, which you're in at the moment. This actually refers to this page here, which is probably not going to let me into, but... So this vote page here, the summary page, you can actually make changes to within from here. For example, don't allow people to proceed before voting in all polls. You can set that as defaulted to off. There are various options in here that you can use. The poll top selection panel. This tends to be used more for a survey or again opinion markets where you can actually have vote sample periods. So it's looking at viewing votes for certain periods of time, and there would actually be a box appear at the top of the screen. You can actually have a keyword search box within there, but again, not really relevant to elections, but just so you see it's there. Poll display and presentations are an important section because it affects. Go back from here. Federal effect of the actual poll itself. So you have options to show the poll group name above the poll title. So that's the poll group we created. You can switch that on and off. It's a good idea to have it on so people can see what it is they're voting in. And you have different options to bold or center it if you had a subtitle. You could have an additional submit vote button, which would just appear at the top of the screen. Maybe more relevant if you have a lot of candidates and the submit vote button that's there is all the way at the bottom. You know, it's just a preference thing. You can change this, so you can use custom text. So instead of submit vote, you can put whatever you want in there. If you were doing nominations, then you might put for instance, if I put submit nominee, refresh that, you can see that's changed to submit nominee. You can actually change the titling, so if you had an award, a poll, a ballot, it would change the language throughout the poll. Skip poll button. If you had polls in a single mode, so you had one position and vote on it, you'd be taken to the next page. Then if someone didn't want to vote on that, they could actually just put suppress. They could just skip. There'd be a link at the bottom saying skip this poll, or they could suppress that button. You can change various languages. So you can put your own wording in. And this has various options which most are not relevant. Change the language slightly of some of the things on the page. You can display someone's username as they come into the poll. And again, it's worth just having a quick look through this, but a lot of this won't be particularly relevant for what you're setting up. The poll layout, as I mentioned before, allows you to toggle between collapse mode and single mode. So if I put this into single mode, saved it for the poll group, I refresh this. It says now one per page. And then it would take me to the next one, and then an after vote for page. So it just really depends on the configuration. But having a collapsed poll, if you've got a few positions, a few candidates, works really well. And you can change where the sign-in is, where the menu is, various things like that. And if you had a lot of linked polls, and this more, for example, for an award, you can actually have a menu to the left. You can show all the links to all the different sections, and it just brings each one up. But this isn't as relevant. You can actually create a pop-up page as well from an intro page, for example. You can create a pop-up page that would take some more information. And I think you can create one from the bio itself, and that will just create a page that will open a new window with additional information. You can change the look of the screen. You can see here there's various links in the menu, my details, poll menu, things like that. And here you can suppress those, you can have those showing. It's really whatever preference you want. At the moment this is set as the default Big Pulse logo. So in logo you can actually go in. You can upload a logo. I think there's some in here.
Yeah, there's an ICANN one there. Two of them.
Which one's a good one, Nick?
Oh, that little one's fine, I suppose.
Number two?
Yeah.
Sorry, click on that. So it shows you the logo here. And you can actually link back to your website as well. And if the logo is too big or too small, you can change the sizing of it there as well. If I save that to the poll group, I have a logo. Banners is very much the same concept. And a banner will appear sort of in the screen. Here, I could put something in just to show you an example. I'll use this one again, it will look a bit strange, but it will show you. Quite sure where it will put that. I'll put that there. So if you wanted something else in there, long banner, promotional, some more information, anything like that, you could put that in. Now another thing you can do is you can pretty much change any of the colors in here, including the font colors, anything like that. It's set to a standard theme. There's certain standard themes in here. It looks like you created one at one point, Nick. So you can use standard options, or you can actually create your own one. Let's have a look and see the one that's already in there. Okay, so you've done a bit of work on the box to the left.
It wasn't me, but it looks nice.
Someone did. No, it's good though. I see it matches the logo colours, so that looks
good. That's good.
So you can actually go in and create a new colour theme. And so let's say I wanted to use the standard clear as a basis for that. Created a theme to edit. I should have. Choose a theme to copy. I have that one in there. I can test. If I go into edit it, you can then see different options that are there. So I'm not sure how much you do in terms of HTML or any development work, but you can go in and specify the title, font size, color, etc., etc., subtitle. The same with each of the placards. So you could effectively change the color and size of the placards themselves. When you get your vote confirmation panel, you can set different features on that. And then really it's, you can go down and set different colors for anything down here. Again, this is just really something, if you wanted to do it, to just go through, and each of these relates to something on the screen here. And we're actually looking at the moment of putting a key for this against the screen, just to make it a little bit easier. But that's in there should you wish to do some different work on it. But I'll leave that set to the colors that someone else did in there. It looks pretty good. When you're sending out the email, you can actually say who it's, set it as a standard, who it's coming from. I could put dom@bigpulse.com and it will fill that in as the in the sender name. This section here, we have something called stealth mode. Basically what that means is that you can link polls in from different menus. So if you had two or three different clusters or menus with different polls in, you could link them all together. And that can actually be done in the poll link editor. If I choose this, you'll see that there's two polls already linked. These are already linked together because we create them in a sequence. You could also link these polls to pretty much anything else. And the advantage of that is you could go in and you could create a top level menu, so a starting point with everything underneath it. I'll show you how that works. If I say open new poll group, election main menu. Now under this, I could go in, I could actually add other menus to this, so it becomes like a hierarchy. This would be a top level menu with other menus below it. So let's say you had lots of regions, you could have one single starting page, the main menu, and underneath that you have all the different regions. The advantage of this is you can in your email just send out a single link to that menu. And it will display what happens with stealth mode is when that's set, when someone logs in, it will just display the sub-menu that they're in, that they can vote in. So if you added 10 sub-menus to the main menu, and someone went in and they could only vote for one, it wouldn't show 10, it would just show the single menu. And that's set from stealth, and stealth is, I think, set to automatically be on. that's quite useful. If you, let's say you had an election, you had 10 different regions, 10 different clusters, 10 different groups of emails where everyone needed to be invited to vote, then you don't have to send out 10 separate emails and 10 separate reminders. You can just create this top-level menu, add in the sub-menus, and with stealth mode on, just use the link for this main menu in the email, and everyone will be sent, just shown the actual menu polls they're eligible to vote in. Does that make sense?
Does for me, Guy.
Yeah.
Yes, for me too.
Useful
function. Sorry, I was muted.
Not sort of immediately obvious when you look at it, but it's a useful function to have. And you can have instructions on that landing page as well. So that stealth mode, you can check here. This doesn't actually link to anything from there. It says this poll links to chair, which is the second poll in the sequence. Okay, so only a few more to go on this. We have the after vote page. So once you've voted, you have a sequence of votes. In this case, the collapsed poll, it literally is the page that is shown after you've voted. And you can add your own text to this. You can, as I mentioned, have a comment box and put whatever you want, like to make a comment. And you could also have a link from the after vote page if you wanted to take them somewhere else and show them something else. Now, generally, there's not, even if they close the browser, automatically sign them out. So sometimes people put a message saying, please sign out once you've finished. We don't really have the control in terms of signing them out. Any link, there'll be an automated sign out after 4 hours anyway. But sometimes it's good to say, please sign out once you've finished. So the vote receipt, this displays the receipt that we saw earlier. If I can show you all of this, just clear the poll voting history. So this all, what I'm doing is just the votes I made, just going to remove them so I can vote again and then show you the pages. Okay. So this is the after vote page. So at the moment it's displaying vote receipt number, which is important. I'll show you what can be done with that later. Importantly, when the vote was recorded, IP information, and who I voted for. It sent an email, my email address, and then you can make a comment. So going back to the page, vote receipt page, so you can actually see, you can set it to show the vote receipt, show the sign-in name, vote receipt number, and the IP address, the information here. And you can set it on or off to actually how they voted, or how I voted. Generally set to on. You also have an option to set on and off to send an email confirmation to people, which you can put some of your own text in there as well, which can be HTML. And again, you can include the vote receipt in the email, which is the same information as here, and the vote selection, which is the same information. as here. And you can include a link which takes them back to the poll group, so the main menu if there is a sequence of polls. You can set a sign-in page as well, so sometimes people send out the email but also like to put some kind of sign-in page to the poll on the website. There is an ability to set a username and password, so if you wanted to, sometimes people use this as a plan B. You can log in using your email, so if you had uploaded everyone, sent an email to everyone, then effectively they can use a sign-in name or they can use an email to sign in. And you could then set a password, so if, for example, you had members that refused to be contacted by email, didn't have an email, didn't get the email, then you can actually say, well, here's a link on the site, go here, you'll need your email, and you can put instructions for this. We need your email to sign in and either contact us for a password, and you could reset the password and give it to them, or you could set a password at that time. So, for example, I'm literally just setting up an election at the moment where 99% of the members have emails and some refuse to give emails, so I'm having to create separate accounts for those people using something known that they can log in with. And you can set it as well to say where, once they sign in, where they go to. So they might go to the first polls, they might go directly to the polls or a menu itself. Now, I'm not sure if I've shown you the menu, just so you know what I mean by that. So this is a menu with the polls in. So you could send people here first if you wanted, and then they go to that step. But I tend to think that's a one step too many. So when you send them a link in the email, you may as well just take them directly into the poll once they've signed in. They're ready to vote. They don't have to click anything else. Or as I mentioned before, you can send them to that top level head menu. So once they log in, it will take them to that main menu and just show them the polls they're eligible to vote in. Now, not everyone's going to sign out when they're finished. They might just close the browser. But if they do sign out, you can set various options of where they'll go next, even down to URL. You could take them off to your website, whatever you wanted to do. It allows you to set the sign out landing page. As well as where I showed you, you can set a template for a group of polls. You can actually also set a template here for this individual poll. So if I set template, it would make a template of the secretariat poll. So you can set an individual poll as a template or an individual ballot, or you can set a group of ballots as a template. Now, this is obviously a very important area for you. The language. So what you can do here, and this is a different language options that will actually appear on the poll itself. So just set a few at the moment. I'm going to set these for the poll group. So if I refresh this, now got options here for the language. And as you'll see, it's just the language has changed is basically the primary language in terms of voting instructions of putting the vote in and various menu options as well. Unfortunately, we don't have absolutely everything in here, but we've got most of the essential language that they need. So once you actually set the languages you require, then I'll show you where we can actually, once we've finished on the configuration, where you can actually upload the different languages. you may have seen we have a couple of sort of remote authentication methods. This at this time isn't relevant because you're going to be using emails. But there is the ability to create a link into whatever database you have, and you have a script on your side, and you can authenticate everything against your
left.
That is an option that's there, but at the moment I think the email method is very effective. There's a clear votes lock as well. I showed you clearing the poll voting history. It's great for testing, but maybe once you've done all your testing and everything's gone live, you could set this to make sure that no one accidentally goes in and clears some votes, and it has happened. Someone has gone in partway through an election, or not realized. Someone else has gone in administrator and not realized it's open, hit the vote. And
Dominique?
Yep.
I don't know if you saw, but I sent you by email a list of the voters, actually. 16 names, authorized representative and their group name. And I was wondering if maybe we could insert them as well.
Yeah, that can be done.
I sent the database to you like an hour ago.
Oh, okay. We've been getting.
So this will be useful.
Okay, I can do that. Let me see. So we're actually on the final one anyway, from in here. So you can actually vote, add notes on the poll itself, but only visible to yourself. So, or anyone else's, so you might be able to put some useful notes on there if you had one or two of you in a support team that someone else can see. So that's actually everything on the configuration. If I show you the next important step, which is the language upload, which will be very relevant for what you're doing. So if I select a poll group, here. So the base language at the moment is set to English. That can actually be set for anything else. So what you need to do is If you look here, these relate to the M is a menu. So you just type in an M and I can't translate this myself, my French isn't that good, but you could then put the direct translation in here. Or as well, you can see the P is a placard, you can directly translate it in here. Darlene Thompson is Darlene Thompson. Again, you could put the P. So what it's doing, it's pulling from the page anything that can't be directly translated. And so, again, you'll see here, so that will be translated if necessary in the menu title. So you just go through for each of these and add the additional changes. Now, what that will also do, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a pretty straightforward process. So where we went in configuration, we set the languages. This then gives us language options, and we go from there. Now, having set the languages in there, if I now go back to poll control, you'll also see there's options to now change the poll title directly here. And again, I can change the subtitle depending on the language. So if you were to put some instructions in as a subtitle, then you can add those in here as well. and they're the primary places where the language will change. Let me just have a look here. So anywhere where you customize text, you'll then have the option to put that text in each language. Okay. Again,
okay.
Just at any point when you're setting up, if you need more guidance, you can obviously get in contact or have a look at the help, but it should be pretty straightforward in terms of setting up languages. So if you give me 2 minutes, I'm just going to try and get that database off you, but I'm just going to stop sharing for a moment. I will be back to share in a moment. I'll just get the users up there. Downloading now. Okay, yeah, the database is there. Right, I'm just opening it now. Can you see the screen again?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, good. Can you see the spreadsheet now? I'm not sure if I have to set this to share.
No, I can't see the spreadsheet.
I just switched from the screen to the spreadsheet. Maybe I need to...
Can you see the spreadsheet on your screen? Now it's all gray.
Let me, I'm just going to select it here, so I think they should be able to see Big Pulse again. And I'll switch and maybe you see the spreadsheet.
Now I can see it.
Good, good. Okay, so what I've done, I'll go back in. So I've just selected add or edit voting accounts. So before I do this, just reduce the size. In terms of information, are you initially just, and you can add stuff to this, are you just looking at an email first and last name? Would that be enough?
I think it would be enough, yeah, Frederick.
do. I'm going to, I can separate out the data. I'm just going to create a new worksheet. And what I'm doing, I'm preparing it in the order that it would need to be uploaded. So where I'll show you in a minute, we have the tick boxes. You just set it in the same order. Okay, the names, I might have to separate the names. It would always be good if you get data to see if they can make sure they've got the first and last name separated. I might actually, see I can do a few. If I just do a few of these, you can actually, once you've done the emails, you can go in and separate them out. Would that be okay, as opposed to you having to watch me separate all of these?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, so let me just, I've separated these out. I'm going to highlight these three, or of course you can just choose the worksheet. There's the three columns, email, first name, last name. I'm going to select the cluster that I want them to be added to. You could add an email group, and if you wanted, I mean, are you just going to be sending everything to this to the one the group, or is there any reason you might need to? Is there different going to be different clusters, or is it just one?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it was Frederick who wanted to set it up, but I just checked on the conference menu, and he I think he left. No, now he's back on.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not sure because I only see two participants at the moment. Well, I would say.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You can always add these in.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a big deal. You can do that at a later stage. So let's just say for Nick, add them to the cluster.
Joined.
What I'll do. Need to set one of these, so we've got the email, we've got the first name, we've got the last name, and it's selected to paste them manually. If I paste those in, then hit proceed, it'll give me a little cross check just to make sure the data's been entered correctly, that looks right. I hit proceed, oh, there's two new voting accounts created, and one of the voting accounts already existed in our system. If I then go into cluster members, you can see actually who currently a member in the poll. So you're all in there, Nick, and these are the three I just added, and it's created a login for them. And here you can see things like number of times people have signed in. And if I think I showed you before, you can actually go in and change the email address for that account if someone gives you a different email. So literally all you have to do is just go finish the process of separating these out, select the three, email, first and last name, and then you can load them up. I think we've pretty much covered everything. Is there something else in there you want me to show you, or something you think I've missed out that could be relevant, or to go over again quickly?
I don't know, Nick, is there anything you... with regards to the last session we had on Tuesday?
I had to leave in the middle of it, so I
I'm not sure what happened after I left.
Frederick.
Joined.
Hello again, sorry. I had a problem with my battery.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, and I had Alan Greenberg ringing me, so I had to...
sorry.
I had to run off. So I'm not sure. I mean, as long as you all know how to add the people you need and you think you can set up a basic vote, we can just try one out, all of us.
Frederick, did you... I mean, I just went through adding some members in, basically separating the relevant columns out from the spreadsheet, creating one. I didn't go through the whole process of separating the names, but whenever you get a data pull, always ask them for the first and last name separated. And then I literally just selected these and selected the cluster they were to be uploaded in, the corresponding data fields, put the information in. There's a quick cross-check. And then, obviously, we've created them already admitted to cluster. And then we were just having a look and viewing those three users that have been uploaded. It's a very straightforward process. And that's, I think that's pretty much, we've gone through the list anyway. So I think the best thing is, obviously, if there's anything else specific you need to know, you can contact me. We can almost always, if there's another area at a later stage, set up another sort of training session. Whatever you need, really.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That should be enough, especially with the searchable, keyword searchable help and the instructions, the help instructions along the way, such as these, to get you set up.
Yeah, I think we just need some practice, really.
Yeah.
And it's been very helpful that you run us through. And I think from here, I mean, I personally don't think I would need more training at the moment, but I don't know, Frederick, do you think, is there anything you think is you miss, anything you would like to cover?
No, I think that Dominique covered everything pretty much well, and what we should do is just to train ourselves with the two forthcoming railroad elections, which is the North American and the Asia-Pacific Australia. And, I mean, Dominique, you said that you are available, so thanks very much.
Yep.
We will not bother you a lot, but maybe if we have any questions through Skype. Okay, I know that you have quite a lot of Skype, so we can maybe Skype you and you can answer if you don't mind. But thanks very much.
That's fine. That works for me. Okay, well, I'll say goodbye if that concludes everything.
Thank you.
Thanks very much,
mate. Thank you very much, Dominique.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Frederick.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Dominic.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.